The Football Pod with Paddy and Andy.
If the opposition can't smell blood this year, we're as well pack it in, because even if Cumberford's kickouts are as good as Cluxton's, every team is taking a step forward.
Download the OTB Sports app and subscribe to the GAA podcast feed now.
The OTB Podcast Network with GetsetGo. Car insurance is boring, but saving money bounces it into brilliance. Enter promo code SPORT and save €40 off your car insurance with GetsetGo.ie. The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning.
Good morning. We hope you're well. It's Thursday, the 8th of July. I'm John Duggan and this is the OTB Brief, the one-stop shop for your sports news every day. Now, England have made it to the final of a major tournament for the first time since 1966. They beat Denmark 2-1 after extra time in their Euro 2020 semi-final at Wembley last night. Harry Kane got the winner in the 104th minute with a rebound from his penalty that Kasper Schmeichel saved. Gareth Southgate's side will now take on Italy in the decider on Sunday. And Kane says England have done everything right up to now.
Of course, really, there's always that feeling in the back of your mind that we've got one more to go, so we don't want to get too carried away. But I'm extremely proud to obviously be the captain of the side. We've shown great resilience. We're a credit to each other, not just the players we play, but the whole squad, the staff. And look, we're excited for, obviously, a final on our home ground.
Here is Southgate on facing the Azzurri.
They play with great energy. They play with great style. They're, as always, difficult to score goals against, so... You know, that without doubt they deserve to be in the final. They've beaten two top teams to get there in Belgium and Spain. So it's the biggest possible test we could have. We've a day less to recover, but we've got to prepare from now. And of course, it's wonderful to have that opportunity to take them on.
Shamrock Rovers lost 2-0 to Slovan Bratislava in the first leg of their Champions League qualifier yesterday. Three League of Ireland clubs are in Europa Conference League action this evening. Dundalk welcome New Town of Wales to Oriel Park for a 5:45 kickoff. Sligo Rovers are in Iceland to play FH at 7. Bohemians are also in Iceland against Stjarnan from 8:45. The lineup for this year's women's final at Wimbledon will be decided today. First up, top seed Ash Barty takes on the 2018 champion Angelique Kerber of Germany. That's the furthest Barty has ever made it at Wimbledon. The pair will come to centre court at 1:30. Following that, Czech Karolina Pliskova takes on the second seed Arnya Sabalenka. Josh Adams and Duhan van der Merwe both scored a hat-trick of tries as the British and Irish Lions beat the Sharks 54-7 in Johannesburg. Ireland's Bundy Aki also went over the line for Warren Gatland's team. Doubt surrounds the viability of the tour, though, with COVID-19 cases in both the Lions and South African camps. The Springboks match against Georgia has been cancelled due to positive tests in both sides. Tour skipper Conor Murray was one of 12 players placed into isolation before the game against the Sharks, so a makeshift team had to be assembled. Captain on the day, Ian Henderson, says the disruption is not surprising.
I suppose it's the nature of the beast that we've been dealing with probably for the last 18 months or whatever. Games have been called off with club and country, and by this stage I think players are kind of getting used to the topsy-turvy nature, but I'm sure this one here for him will be disappointing. But knowing Connor, he'll bounce back. He'll be as happy as possible with the hand that he's been dealt, and he'll be preparing in whatever way the support staff are going to be able to prepare him for the next time he's going to be able to train or play.
Rory McIlroy, Padraig Harrington, Graham McDowell, Jonathan Caldwell and Cormac Charvin are all in the field for the Scottish Open, which starts today at the Renaissance Club. Seamus Power competes in the John Deere Classic on the PGA Tour in Illinois. Leona Maguire lines up in the LPGA Tour's Marathon Classic in Ohio. There's 8 races at Leopardstown later, the first going to post at 20-5. Coming up on OTB AM with Jurgen Roy and Owen Sheen from 7:30, we're speaking to Martin Lipton, Shane Roach and Andy Mitten. Then tonight on the show, we're chatting to Brian O'Driscoll, John Giles, David Myler, Kevin Kilbane and Phil Thompson. That is your brief for today. I'm John Duggan. We are back tomorrow from 7 a.m.
The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning. OTB Sports Radio, live 24/7 on the OTB Sports app. The OTB Podcast Network with GetsetGo. Car insurance is boring, but saving money bounces it into brilliance. Enter promo code SPORT and save €40 off your car insurance with GetsetGo.ie.